Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justina
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here.
Justina,
a little Bravo
and Geneva
checking in.
Sounds a lot better.
Right? Talking. What are we talking? Summer House in New Jersey?
Summer House, Jersey. That's really it. I mean, I watched the beginning of Below Deck just to see what happened on the ship.
Yeah.
I'll finish it someday, but.
I'll finish it too. I'd like to start with Jersey.
This summer, yes, we have Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Dubai, which is going to be popping, I hope. Selling Sunset, Southern Charm, Seeking Sister Wife. We are going to have a packed fucking summer. Seeking Sister Wife, I'm amped for. Are you excited?
Me too. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm really excited for Dubai. I think that'll be fun.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What's her face?
I'm a little concerned
Caroline
about
Stanberry
Atlanta.
is a bad mom. She doesn't see her kids and she's married
I follow her on Instagram.
He looks so tiny.
Yeah.
A lot smaller than her.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's a
weird.
You think she secretly sees her kids, but she just doesn't have them in any pictures or any videos and she's just traveling in the world?
Maybe.
How old are the kids? Are they older and they don't want to be around?
Yeah, they're kind of, I think they're like in high school, I think.
I'm shocked she even had that many kids. She seems like such a self-absorbed. She's great TV, but doesn't
great
give
TV,
off mother
yeah.
vibes.
No, she doesn't. I'm very interested to see her return. Yeah, I'm excited for Dubai for
what
sure.
What a powerhouse. Well, it is London, yeah. Then you go across the globe and you get freaking a Real Housewives. I mean, good
great.
For you.
Absolutely. I'm excited for it.
Oh, and yeah, maybe Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh, okay.
In
great.
The Berkshires.
Great.
Unbelievable. That's a lineup.
Excellent. Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
It
last is. Thing. Supposedly what a lot of it's going to be about Real Housewives of or the Girls Trip or whatever is that Tamra says that she got hit on by Denise Richards and her and Brandi Glanville are going to talk about it the whole time. Who gives a flying fuck what Denise Richards? She should have never been brought into our atmosphere. Who cares?
I agree.
It's
that's
almost
a weird.
Weird. Who cares? You can talk about every guy that wanted to eat your box, Tamra. Who cares?
Your box. Yeah. And Tamra also is like made out with women and flashes
yeah,
her tits all the time.
There,
so it's like, yeah,
I can't.
No,
I
don't care.
I didn't
want
to watch you and Bronwyn sucking face in a diner, but we had to watch that.
So true. Yeah.
Leave Denise
a great
Richards
one.
Alone. Let her live her life.
Who cares? I don't.
Seriously.
I really don't.
I don't at all. Can we just have now what I want to watch is Vicky and Dorinda argue about vaccines. That's the TV I want to watch.
Right there with you. Oh, God. Mess. All right. Let's see here. Jersey.
What great TV shows do we want to talk about first? Because I thoroughly enjoyed both.
I have to say that the reason why Jersey is special is because a softball game if it was on any other franchise would be boring as hell. You would hate it. And you'd be like, look at this dumb montage. I
was
enthralled.
World Series.
I watched them all running. I loved Jen falling on her face. I enjoyed all of it. I loved watching like some of them think they're real athletes. I love Tiki with his crazy catch. Yeah, it was good.
Loved such an all. athlete till he dies. God. How could you be married to that voice? I'm sorry. I can't stand her. And she's not like she's not involved. There's something about a charisma about someone. She just doesn't have. I'm not interested.
I couldn't agree more.
But she's involved and she's speaking up. And it does seem kind of. I liked when she did say I did agree with her when she said she's mad at me, but not my husband. That makes no sense at all, which
I think my issue does make is sense, like. But. I am not a new housewife person. It is very hard for me to just have a new housewife thrust on me. Like Jackie, I think is a strong example. It took me 4 seasons to understand.
And when she's
her
with the
value.
Other women, I hate her. If she never opened up
yes.
like this and gave us her single story, I
yes.
hate her guts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know. Tracy's not doing it for me.
Margaret, I liked off the bat. Jen, but there's something about them.
Right. I mean, I loved when Teresa comes in. She's like, hi, guys. Like, here's the outfits. And then, like, when Marge is like, we're good. Teresa's like, why do you have to say it like that? Why do you have to? Why do you have to? Like, I loved it.
I love Teresa, but Gia, yeah. Shut your fucking mouth. Your mom's a monster. She's texting people. I wouldn't want to wear the clothes either. I wouldn't fucking wear them if I was Marge. No. Say, fuck you. I mean, when someone going to buy my shorts after I'm sweating in them? That's gross.
Gia's trying to
sniff my underwear.
Yeah, Gia's going for the.
I can't stand her.
She's trying to go for the fame. You can see it just the way she's acting. I don't like it at all. I don't feel that way with Frank Jr. He doesn't give you that same vibe, you know?
No. Gia's annoying in her face. I just can't stand it. Not to be mean. The nose job, I didn't notice, but there's something about her face that bugs me. It looks so
too much
manufactured.
Yeah, it's too much makeup.
I would have preferred the old nose. The
makeup. Yeah.
Why fuck with all these noses all the time? I can't stand her. Shut your mouth. I love Teresa. She's golden, but you don't sit there and cuss people out and fight with them and then have she does, because that's why she's Teresa, then text them and say, hey, can you put these clothes on? I'm selling them for charity. I mean, that takes balls, but you can't blame the other people for not.
Right.
I wonder what my mom would
say that
do.
I think Dolores, I love Dolores. Dolores with charity is a very, like, she has a deep commitment to actual charity work. Like, remember her going to the homes and like this, like, you can tell she actually cares and she like does a lot of work.
200K is not something to scratch. No, that's a good chunk.
You gotta give her credit. 100%. I love Dolores. And even Dolores being like, listen, it's not worth the battle. I'm just going to put it on the clothes. You know, I'm going to support Teresa. Like, she just knows.
Were the pants super thick? Everyone kept saying how hot they were. I wonder what the.
Yeah, I wonder. Very thick material. Yeah.
My mom bought me, I saw on TikTok, as I bring up, these black leggings that are supposed to be like Lululemon, whatever. And my mom ended up buying me their 2 packs. And then she bought me 3 or 4 packs because my mom's an addicted shopper. I live in them though, and they're from Costco, and they're freaking comfortable as all get out.
Oh, okay. All right. Shout out to Costco.
Don't have to pay $100 for a pair of leggings. I must say that.
Right. Right.
I was living in these Gap ones, but these ones are great. If anybody 2-pack at Costco, can't go wrong.
All right.
People have Costco issues leggings with Dolores. Are very comfortable. I love her. Seems to me Dolores could just not speak the entire episode, and I love her.
Me too. I have no issue with Dolores. I mean, I just think there's a lot of weird stuff in Dolores's life, but Dolores is great television. And I don't think she's like a bad person. You know,
I love
her
running.
And Frank's dynamic. Oh yeah. Hilarious. Frank Poor running, guy. All of them trying to run.
Or just when they're practicing, he does run funny.
Teresa back at the, before she left the event at the beginning of the episode where she was coming at Tracy and like, do I ask you those questions? Are you the nanny? I'm in a love bubble. It's like, this is very aggressive. And just the way she was like, no, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Here are your clothes. I'm gone. It's like, you are nuts.
And it seemed like Melissa was leaving 2 seconds later. They could have left together. What's the situation with them? They hate each other.
I have to give both of them credit because they've gotten to a point where they just pretty much ignore each other and like play the little nicety game, but they hate each other.
Yeah.
At least they're not fighting. You know what I mean? Like Melissa puts on the clothes. She knows to give up the fight there. She doesn't tell Teresa she's being an asshole. Like there is some restraint there to not have a complete fight.
Right. I wonder what Melissa says to her sisters about Teresa. I wonder what the other sisters do seem to like Teresa and what if Melissa was gung-ho Teresa? That'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Because Joe's not behind closed doors. That's the truth. Yeah. Maybe Joe's really the fucking problem.
Yeah, I think it's a combo.
My one kid wants me to cut all the sleeves off his shirts, like Joe cutting his shirt. It's so funny. It reminded me of that.
It's great.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Jackie.
Yes.
Wow. I hope she gets healthy. I really am rooting for her.
When she said when he said that they haven't gone on vacation longer than 4 days, because that's like all she can take mentally, like with being outside of
her
routine.
And they're loaded.
It's crazy. It's just so limiting. I mean, I give her a ton of credit for showing this and like, and you can see how far she is from healthy just in her conversation with that therapist when she's like, Like, and she's telling her to go eat ice cream. Don't count it. It's like, you think you can just tell her she that she's going to go do that?
I know. That didn't seem like good advice.
Well, it didn't seem like she was at that point yet.
Right.
Like, she's admitting that she, you know, I don't know. I didn't like
that. I didn't think that that's possible after she's had restraint for 20 years.
Right.
And never got ice cream with your kids. It's so sad. And that little asshole who said, oh, the lipstick's not going to work. It's crazy how one flippant comment from little dickhead Johnny, who grew up with asshole parents who treated him like garbage, so he treats the world like garbage. And now it affected her life. She's still thinking about it 25, 30 years later. Sick.
It's a shame.
I saw a dad pick or a grandpa. Somebody picked up this little boy from school and he just started ripping him a new one. And it was heartbreaking. You could just see how people create just fucked up children and treating this poor kid like garbage because he didn't get out fast enough. And he was it was so crazy. I felt so bad for the kid.
Terrible.
It was hard and how they have to call ahead. And what do you think about the husband? Does he handle it right, Jackie's husband?
I don't know.
Did he cheat on her? People think he did, but they're not showing it because it might be too heavy.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get that vibe. I just like, I guess it's just, it seems so severe. I can't really say what it's like to live with someone with an eating disorder, but it's like, I almost like, I feel like he made it kind of just kind of accepted it or something and like didn't,
I don't know what
push her
do,
enough,
right?
But I don't want to say that because I don't know. So it's like,
because then if
you
do push her, he's just kind of supporting her, calling the restaurants to ask for steamed spinach. That's fucking not, I'm not being sarcastic. That's really, I don't know what that is. It's caring about someone just trying to make sure they eat something, I guess.
I don't know.
And then she meets him when she's skinny. So she wants to stay skinny like that forever. Mm-hmm. My heart breaks for her. It's one of the realest things we've ever seen on this whole network.
100% by far.
It's
and I give her major props. Yeah, it is.
And I'm not saying this in a sarcastic and entertaining way. I want her to get help.
Me too.
She needs it.
Ugh.
I hope she does. I like her. I don't like her around Marge and them. I don't like her on the show,
like,
but I'm hoping she gets something positive out of this show.
I just feel so bad for anyone with like food issues because it's like, to feel that way about food and like food is such a major part of culture and life and like, it's just all consuming. I don't know how you could be at peace. It's terrible, you know?
And throw away her measuring cups.
Ugh. Crazy. Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It
what did you think about Jen and Dick Faces? I can't even look at him. He makes me sick.
She seems over it. Like, she seems like she's baiting him. When she said something like, at this point I get half. It was kind of like, I'm going to come for your ass if you fuck with me, which I appreciate. Yeah. The vibe seems real off there. I don't know. Doesn't
seems like
seem
there's no connection.
Right.
They used to a couple of seasons ago, but
yeah.
Now it seems like there is really trouble in River City and she's shit faced and she's like, marriage is really hard. I'll have another margarita.
Yeah. The vibe seems
she's
terrible.
Like, I'll just come for half. Well, I guess it's not good for you, but you know, and he doesn't even make an effort. He doesn't come to the baseball game.
No, it's not good. Not good. I think sometimes, you know, the saying, let sleeping dogs lie. There's a reason why that exists. You know, she made it like a deal with the devil kind of thing where she was just like, I'm not going to say anything. And she never said anything. You can tell he's sitting there like, the fuck are you saying?
I know.
To me?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
And he doesn't even feel bad. He just is like, it happened so many years ago.
Because he
just doesn't
want to
deal
like,
with it.
She didn't. She never said anything. He never thought it was, you know what I mean?
Like,
they never
had
those conversations.
Yeah. Who's this broad out there watching this show?
I mean, not everybody watches Jersey.
It's my dream. Like, my ex-boyfriend and his wife are fighting about me. Not that that would be the case. But if you're like,
sick.
You said her name in your sleep, I would be like the best vindication in my whole entire life.
You're nuts. All right. Should we talk Summer House?
Yes.
How do we feel here? Danielle,
I loved
it. I gotta say, I am not Team Sierra on this at all. Austin is trash. This is now, mind you, remember what she did with Luke?
like, this is the second time that you're like acting like you had no part in this like weird.
Oh, I mean, remember you guys that
are not
right.
in a relationship. I don't, I just like, I don't understand
I
her.
She I understand being Luke. Like,
yeah, jeez. She made Luke out like he was like a D-bag. And right. I don't buy her anger really. I just feel like you know, Lindsay at this point, you know how she operates. What do you expect? I don't know. I found it ridiculous.
I thought it was great TV, though. Some of the great things TV. That she was saying, I find it funny that it ends up Danielle is the little watchdog fighting for Lindsay, and Lindsay's just sitting there staring.
Well, because I think Lindsay's wasted. Like, I think that was one
thing.
Was
she wasted? She was out of it.
And Danielle is like, everything she says, every time Sierra makes a dig, she's like, oh, you're fucking, oh, you're.
She was like Marsha Cross. She's not ready to go at OJ.
I mean, she's staring at her like she's crazy and like, I'm going to fucking come for you. And I thought it, oh my God, I just thought it was great.
God, it was funny.
And so she throws a wine glass at her.
Sierra's entertaining and everything, but for some reason, she's not likable to me and I want to like her.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I think it's because I deep down I love Lindsay, as we all know.
Sierra has like maybe really severely pretty girl syndrome where she's so used to men, like everywhere she goes, she's just gorgeous, so she gets treated like gold. It
she
blows your mind
like that though,
or she's, that she just
much more insecure than that.
Yeah, where like, she can't
she
get over. She just
like,
likes
I've been
Austin.
The center of attention and energy.
Yeah, you're right. But then with Austin and how she's chasing after Austin and so pathetic over him, it's almost sad. And Paige really amped her up. Go be Italian tonight and rip her a new one.
Yeah. I think Paige has never liked Lindsay.
Paige hates Lindsay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
Paige know. Bugs me with the whole. Paige bothers me when I see her with Hannah on this giggly squad thing. I don't know why it bothers me. She comes across. I don't know. I can't explain it. I like Paige, but then she's pathetic with Craig, who wants to bring her to his house, but still won't say they're girlfriend and boyfriend.
Very
yet
pathetic.
He's using her to be on the show and say,
yeah,
when Andrea seems like a very nice quality person. And his good looks almost work against him because he's so good looking that you almost can't trust him.
Right. Speaking of, I loved his little, let's talk about love. And then Lindsay's like, everyone, I have four pillars of love. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. And then him crying. What about him crying while they're fighting?
That was bizarre. That was
just like, see, this is classic Summer House where it's just like,
yeah,
I think he was drunk and like sad. I don't know what's going on there. And then Luke, just a good friend going out crying with little Andrea, you know, checking on him. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious.
Paige is just ignoring him. Oh, I guess she has Craig there. She can't really do much. I wish they would have told us what Craig would have to say with his little beady mouth. Kyle and Amanda, though. Kyle, I don't want to hear what you think about love. And it didn't even. And Amanda's like crying. Do you like that? Does that melt your heart? Or I just want to punch Kyle.
No. Yeah, no. I don't buy it for a second.
I love seeing crazy Danielle, though. I love her.
Loved it. Love
it's great.
Danielle, what's you know, I've said for a while that she was like a filler. I think this has been a great season for her.
It has.
She looks prettier than ever. Her style's great.
She is gorgeous. Yeah.
She's showing that she's like a grade A top friend. Like she will defend Lindsay when Lindsay's being a complete asshole. And like, she will defend her. Like she knows she's wrong and she's still got her back. She's a solid friend.
And I love how everyone keeps bringing up how Austin treated Lindsay in Vermont. Even Craig is like, oh yeah, it's exactly how he ignored you in Vermont. And
yep.
Austin is so gross. He's going to ruin this season of Southern Charm. I want to see his demise. Who would have ever thought that I would like Shep more than Austin?
I know, he's become like such a hateable person. For me. There's maybe, something just like, I don't know. He's become like, I feel like the early seasons of Southern Charm, he was kind of like a likable buffoon kind of. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the fame and the fact that he's tall and
too big.
Gets like a bunch of pussies. Like he's like become like a D-bag.
Oh,
like the biggest way possible. Yeah. I just, I don't know.
And Craig being friends with him makes me hate Craig.
Yeah, no, this hasn't been a good look for Craig either. I agree.
But they get together, him and Paige. We know that they end up together or whatever. I wonder what's going to happen. They were on Watch What Happens Live together, and he said some douchey things there too.
We'll see.
You know who I do love? I do love Maya. She's a cute little thing.
Yeah.
She's really not involved in much, but she's cute. And I hope she's successful in life. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Her date. What a mess. I can't wait to see the aftermath of this.
Kyle coming out in his underwear and telling them they need to go to bed. What a douchebag.
I mean,
unless you have a baby and you're in your house, though, who the fuck do you think you are? They're just up freaking arm wrestling people, and they keep you awake.
I'm telling someone, God, at 3 a.m. if I'm drunk, of course I'm going to come out and be like, please.
I would never tell anyone. If you're drunk, wouldn't you just be passed out, though? Someone's really going to bother you. You're going to get up and be like, go to bed. You're not like that. You were a bride. You were the most easygoing bride. There's nothing about you that is like that.
One time, did I tell you this? One time we were at one of our friends' parents' house. We had like a people over. This was like in college, and people wouldn't leave. We cut the power. Leave. We turned off the power. We're like, oh well, guys, you gotta
That's completely different than you're asleep in bed, drunk, passed out. Like you're very easygoing. You are not And you're young. There's no kid. I can see if there's a baby yet in your house.
Yeah.
You
know? Right.
Just right. Kyle thinks
that's a good point.
I would just love Austin to I don't know. And Luke, who says that Kyle's the master of the house to do that? Luke pays his share. I don't know. Why it just bothered me so much. I love Kyle, but I also hate Kyle.
Yes.
And Amanda.
There's moments of both in every episode for me, for sure. It was good. This is a great, this is a good season of Summer House though. Like there've been some really strong.
It's heated up. Yes. There's no need for Carl. Was Carl at the table? No.
He was. And he looked very uncomfortable.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. He was there. Yeah.
It is crazy that him and Lindsay are in such a committed relationship.
I know.
A few months later. I really hope we get to see how that happens.
Me too. Me too.
How does that cross over?
On social media. I don't know. We'll see. It's wild because now it's like, yeah, she's like sober, very thin too. Like you can tell maybe not drinking. She's very skinny.
That was what happened for me. But Sierra throwing the glass, that it was
crazy.
I loved it. Aggressive. But she does seem more mellow. Was she shit faced? I just love how she came at her like Tony Soprano, just the slow commentary.
I think they're all drunk at this
It was great.
Yeah,
I love when she said that she has to separate her prey or something to have affection. I thought it was funny. There is a divide. Lindsay and them, there is a divide between them that they're not really showing. But
yes, I think so. Like they can ignore each other a lot more than we see. Oh, it was good.
Last thought. I love Paige's halter top pink outfit. I love the youth's outfit.
Yes, I do too. Adorable. Her style is great. I love her style, even though she's kind of hit or miss for me this season. But yeah,
I forgot my bathing suit. So we were in Arizona. I went and bought one at Walmart thinking I'd just get a cheap bathing suit. It was, it was a one piece, but it had the little bit of the slit in the middle, which I can't pull off yet. I'm still working on my body here. 100 years later. It's just depressing that I am in such denial of what I look like compared to when I put the bathing suit on, even though Tyler told me I look nice at the pool, but I know he's lying. It's crazy. It's crazy to be old and have kids and you're at a pool with your kids. And you look around, and you're like, I'm one of these fucks. You're not though, Geneva. You're the hottest mom at the pool. Tyler's
but I feel
jacking
the same way
with
like,
you later
when
at night.
When you're schlepping a bunch of shit in and you're like,
you just look around and you see these dads.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Like, how did I get here?
I know. I have moments like that all the time.
You do look in the mirror and you don't think that you're in this bracket,
but we are. Oh God. All right, guys. We got some fun stuff coming up this week. Mom's the word till we can finish it, but we'll be sharing soon. Ooh, it's gonna be fun. We love you guys so much.
Send us good vibes, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right.